1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Telemarketers who call your house and call, is, a lot of times it's during dinner, and people, you know, I'm sure we've all got that one figured out. We're home, and we're having dinner, so that's when they know to call. They can be annoying. There is a lot of different cases of telemarketers stepping over the line, and some of these people are fraudulent. Not all. I mean, a lot of them make a very honest living. There have been a couple of accusations made by some females concerning one telemarketing company, at least one company that does telemarketing, Banally Pharmaceuticals out in Redondo Beach. And the accusation is that there has been some form of sexual harassment. And we want to get on the line the man who's been accused of this. And I realize that you don't have an attorney with you, Mr. Chris Norton, right?
Yes, sir.
And I know you don't have an attorney, so I don't want to ask you any questions.
No, you can ask me anything you want, because I talked to my attorney earlier, and he said that I should be completely honest. And I do want to clear my reputation.
All right, well, you do telemarketing. Tell me what it is that you do.
Okay, I basically do telemarketing sales for a pharmaceutical company. I call on businesses. I find out what their needs are concerning their first aid centers, their daycare centers. I am particularly effective because a lot of the people who do purchasing for some of these companies are female, and my company felt that I'd be most effective talking to women.
Why?
Well, I mean, because I have, I don't know, I've never really thought about it, but apparently I have a very sexy voice. Women like to talk to me because I have a great voice. I do have a very relaxing demeanor, and I have a way to get women to sort of open up and tell me about themselves, and women are very comfortable talking to me. And
all right, there were some women who complained about your manner to them. I'm not going to give any specifics. You're aware of this in the complaint, correct?
Yes.
All right, they are complaining about particular ways that you approach them on the telephone. Can you comment on that?
I mean, I can't know why. I've asked myself that many, many times. Why would, in a few instances, and this is a very few instances, Mr. Henry, that this has happened at, why women would strike out at me when most women will tell you that my sales technique is soothing, is sexy, friendly, and effective.
Give me an example. Now, a lot of women said that you were being a little bit too familiar, that you were talking about things that bordered on crude.
I really want to defend myself against that because I think that I have a very, you know, classy way. And
well, again, you have an active complaint against your company. They want you fired. Can you give me an example of what you're talking about when you say that you're very soothing and you're sexy? Now, I'm not a woman. But if you can give me an idea of how you would talk to a woman.
Well, I mean, I start out, I say, my name is Chris Norton. I'm with Banally Pharmaceuticals.
You know, well, just pretend like you're talking to me.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Chris Norton. I'm with Banally Pharmaceuticals. How are you doing?
Great.
Okay, great. Do you have special ideas if you were, you know, to buy pharmaceuticals for your daycare center? If you could just give me 30 seconds of your time.
Oh, wait. So you're not being sexual? You're not being familiar?
No, I'm not. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, I don't know, you know, what...
All right, let's pretend that we have a female on the phone, and you're talking to a woman, not me.
Okay, I mean, it's no different.
Well, go ahead.
All right, I mean...
Hello?
How are you?
See, now that's different, okay?
What?
What do you mean it's there? I said that when you first, you said that I was a guy. You said, hi, my name is Chris Norton, blah, 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 blah. I said, now I'm a woman. You go, how are you?
I wasn't aware that I...
Just pretend like I'm a guy again.
Okay, hi, my name is Chris Norton. I'm with Banally Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, yeah? That's really great. My wife, let me have you talk to my wife, okay?
Sure.
Hello, I'm the wife.
How you doing?
Well, what? See, that's the whole, it's different, man. It's different.
I'm not aware.
You don't see how you're different?
No, sir, I don't. I mean, I treat everybody the same. I am aware that you have to be a little bit more sexy with women. And
well, let me ask you something. Why would you be sexy with women in the first place when you're trying to sell? These are buyers for companies who need pharmaceuticals for their daycare center. Why would you be sexy with them in the first place?
Well, I mean, that's what I have found is that women respond to that, and they like sexuality, and they like it when you treat them like they're sexy. Most women feel unattractive. And they want to be made to feel attractive.
What if they're married? You know, what if they have...
Well, I mean, even the married ones, you know, their husbands aren't around. It's not like they're not going to find out or nothing, you know, about how you talk to them. So, I mean.
So you did all of that, and women hung up on you, and they complained, right?
Right.
And you don't know why.
No, I mean, right now, it's serious because them hanging up on me and complaining to me makes me look like a pervert, and I have sworn depositions of four women that I'm currently dating who I met at Rusty Pelican, and Lance Germain, who's my manager, also told me that he's protecting me. He said, Becky Dildon, Tanya Slefter, can I give these names on the air?
Are these women that did depositions that said that you're...
That I'm not sexually harassing, yeah.
Okay, who, Becky Dildon?
Becky Dildon. Tanya Slefter, Amy Powell, and Caitlin Brewer, and all will testify in a courtroom with a judge that who's going to be there, that I'm not a perv. And in my business, doing telemarketing, being called a perv or a sicko is death.
And but the fact is you had these complaints and your job's on the line. Isn't that right?
Most women can hear how open and sexy I am, and some are intimidated by it and lash out at me, and I think I got lashed out at.
And they lashed out at you because?
Because... In a lot of ways, women who are attracted to you will reject you, too. It's like, come here, no, go away. And you don't know whether a woman means no or she means yes when you're getting sassy, you know, I mean, sexual with them.
Okay, Chris, can you hold on? I'm going to give her phone number out here.
Yeah, I mean, I want the opportunity to clear my name because I'm not a perv. I mean, women come on to me. I'm not coming on to them.
Did these women come on to you?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying normally when I go to the Rusty Pelican, they do.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to, what's his name, Chris Norton. He's with Banally Pharmaceuticals in Redondo Beach. He does telemarketing for them, and he has been accused by at least four different women that his manner on the phone was sexy. And you showed me, Chris, when I said that I'm a woman, and you... Your manner was completely different with me when you thought I was a guy.
How?
Okay, hi. Pretend I'm a guy.
Okay.
Hi, hello.
Yes, sir. My name is Chris Norton. I'm with Banally Pharmaceuticals. I'd like to say some pharmaceuticals.
All right, I'm going to give you my wife now, okay?
I understand it.
My wife.
Yes, sir.
Here comes my wife.
Right.
Here he is, honey. Hello.
How you doing?
Okay, Chris, this is the husband again.
Yes, sir.
Why are you talking to my wife that way?
Like what?
The way you just did, man, you went, hi, and you don't know you're doing that.
I'm just being me, man. I mean, a lot of times my sexuality comes out, but that's just, I'm not that.
You're distinctly doing something different when you talk to women.
Well, I'm not aware of that, and what I'm trying to say is that, I mean, yeah, I'm a little bit more friendly to them.
What I'm saying to you is you may not even be conscious of the fact that when you're talking to a woman, you're going, hi, and it sounds like...
No, it's just that women want you to be a little sassy with them. They want you to open up to you, and I'm just trying to be sassy with women. And let me tell you something. When I call a home and it's 7:15 in the evening and a woman's trying to get dinner on the table and get her kids around the table, she wants a guy to toss sassy to her because she feels all dirty and like she's somebody's cook, you know.
So when she's running around trying to get kids to sit down and she's trying to get dinner served and she's trying to get everybody ready to do the do, she wants to stop down and have a guy talk dirty.
No, I didn't say dirty, but I mean sassy.
She's got time for that.
She'll make time for me because that's what.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. This guy doesn't realize that he's talking to me and he's talking normally. When he thinks he's talking to a woman, it turns into a whole sex act. His name is Chris Norton. He's been accused of sexually harassing women that he calls. He's a telemarketer, so when you pick your phone up and somebody says to you, hi, I'm calling from such and such company, and you think the guy's trying to sell you something, maybe he's trying to come on to you. He doesn't get it, but he's been accused of this by four different women, and right now he's on our show to try to, quote, clear his name. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. We're talking to Christopher Norton, 28 years of age, telemarketer for Banally Pharmaceuticals. He's been accused of sexually harassing women that he gets on the phone to talk about buying these pharmaceuticals. And He claims innocence. He says that he's not doing it, that it's some kind of a misunderstanding. I heard you, Chris, talking to me in a sexy way when I told you that I was a woman. And then you clearly changed when you thought you were talking to a man. So how do you explain that?
Mr. Henry, I think you're misunderstanding me. I think a lot of these women misunderstood. And I think that my reputation, to call me a perv, I have women come up and buy me drinks in bars. And I've had women come up to me and ask to dance with me. Okay, so don't be calling me no perv.
Well, okay, I mean, women ask you to dance and women buy you drinks. It doesn't mean you're not a pervert. I'm not saying that you are.
Well, I just think it's unfair for you to say that. You know, I'm very sensual, and maybe that's what a lot of these women are picking up on.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Rhoda on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I'd like to say that is unprofessional. Okay? Because Phil specifically asked you, okay?
Yeah.
Here is my wife. You know, what would you say? You changed totally.
Let me,
how are you doing?
Let me try something here, Rhoda. Rhoda answers the phone.
Yeah.
Let's say he's calling your house, Rhoda, okay?
Okay.
Would you mind, Chris?
Mr. Henry, I don't want to be set up in some kind of a situation where you're making me look like a perv.
I'm not going to make you look like a perv. Here's a woman. You can call her home and just behave in the professional way. You say you're sexy.
I'm sexy. I mean, Rhoda probably can sense that I appreciate women. I mean...
All right, Rhoda, just say hello and pretend like he's calling your house. Go ahead. Rhoda, say hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Lady of the House?
Yes, it is.
My name's Chris Norton. I'm with Banley Pharmaceuticals. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay.
Really? Are you married or?
Now, why would you ask her that?
What?
First of all,
what's wrong?
The purpose of your call? You don't call somebody's house and ask, "Are you married?"
No, I'm wondering if you're married. That means that you have to buy, like, you know, pharmaceutical aids and things for more than one person.
Well, you need to present your product first. You know what I mean? Present whatever.
All right, let's try this again. Let's try it again. Rhoda, go ahead and say hello.
Okay. Hello. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am. Are you a woman? I mean, I'm sorry. I know that you're a woman.
Wait a second.
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm very nervous.
I know you are nervous, but let's do it again. Go ahead, Rhoda. Say hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi. Are you the woman of the house?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Chris Norton. I'm with Banley Pharmaceuticals, and I'm interested if you give me 30 seconds of your time to find out how you care for your family in the event of a medical emergency.
Okay.
Do you have 911
and
everything on the phone? Okay. One of the things that, and you sound Jamaican or something. Do you come from, like, Jamaica, where the...
No, I came from the Virgin Islands.
Oh, from the Virgin... What's that?
What's that? You know, you're really blowing it here, man.
What do I do?
It is.
You know, you
like...
don't...
What? I'm one of the reasons... Okay, can I ask the lady... Can I ask something, Rhoda?
Say something. Go ahead.
Do you know that... Do you sense sensuality from me?
Sensuality?
No, sexuality.
Sexuality?
Yes, ma'am. What's a virgin...
Well, you know, if you want to know my personal life, you're supposed to be selling your brother.
If you come from Virgin Islands...
What has this got to do with what you're selling, man?
Well, what's a Virgin Island, man? What is it?
It's a part of the kinds of a U.S. terror. You've never heard of the Virgin Islands?
Hey, man, if I knew about the Virgin Islands, I'd be spending vacations over there checking it out, you know.
Okay. Look, okay. Rhoda, thank you
Can
very
I
much.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Is that a drink or something?
No, it ain't a drink. It's where she's from. Go ahead, Rhoda.
You asked him, okay? Listen to me. What I'm saying is, he asked you, he said it's... When he answered the phone and said, "I'm going to put you on to my wife," you totally, you didn't even say, "Hello, my name is such and such."
That's right.
You were like,
"That's right.
Hi, how are you doing?"
No,
you know,
ma'am, I don't think I did that at all.
I'm going to do it again. Hi, I'm Mr. Henry. I'm a man. I'm the man of the house.
Yes, sir. Can I interest you in some pharmaceuticals?
Well, hold on for a minute. My wife, Rhoda, is here. Rhoda, honey, are you there?
Yes,
would
honey,
you take
hi.
Would you take the phone, please?
Okay, baby.
Hello?
Yeah,
how's it going?
Oh, Jesus.
You go again.
No, I didn't do anything. What did I do?
It's just, it's slimy. It's dripping through the phone. What the hell you're doing
your
here?
Your tone of voice changed.
No, it did not. No, it did not. And I believe now you're verging on being slanderous. And
oh, bull crap, man. You're on my freaking show sounding like you're I don't know what you are, man. Anyway, thank you very much, Rhoda, for your call.
You're welcome.
All right. What are you doing, man? You sound like one of those, I don't know, it's creepy what you sound like. Like a dude that breathes into a phone or something.
Okay, I think that's very insulting, and I would ask you now to apologize.
Okay, I'm sorry, man. You went, hello.
I did not do that, Mr. Henry, and you're messing with my reputation.
And what do you mean, are the Virgin Islands a drink?
I've never heard about it.
It's American territory in the Caribbean. It's part of the American territories.
Is it like part of Florida or something?
No, it's an American territory.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's... Jesus. 1-800-449-8686.
I believe since I come on your show, you treated me as an idiot.
I'm sorry, sir, but you're asking me what's the Virgin Islands. Is it a drink? That's a part of the country.
First of all, I have an adenoid problem, and you're exploiting me. And
all right, you have an adenoid problem. You have an adenoid problem.
You see the laugher and everything?
Does your adenoid problem make you say laugher instead of laughter?
Sir, it does.
It does? All right, here we go with Krista. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I've had telemarketers come on to me the way that he is to these women, and I am totally disgusted by it when they do that.
What did I do? But a lot of those telemarketers that you're talking about, I don't think have sexuality.
I don't care what you have. I don't want you talking to me like that.
Why do you have to be sexy with women you don't know?
Because most women who you call at either home or the office want to be made to feel special.
No, they're not.
What if it's a woman? Are you a mother, Krista? Are you a house?
Yes,
you know?
I am. I'm a mother.
So you got a bunch of kids. You're trying to get them strapped into a car seat or whatever the heck you're trying to do. And here's some guy. Go ahead, Chris. Do your thing with Krista here.
All you're going to do is make fun of me.
No, go ahead.
Krista, hi. How are you?
Fine.
I'm Chris Norton. I'm with Family Pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Oh, really?
What's that? What you just did, really?
No, it just means that she's married, so... All right, I don't know.
You don't know that I'm married by that.
Oh,
and
okay.
First of all...
Oh, you mean you got kids and you're not married?
Well,
all
yes,
right.
I do.
Yeah. Well, look...
That's not even business,
okay,
so
look,
regardless of whether
the
I have
point
kids
is that the telemarketing approach that you're using is putting off some of the women that we're talking to here tonight, is all I'm saying. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Nellie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I think where your problem is,
Wait a
Chris,
second. Are you a woman or a guy?
I'm a woman, but I think...
okay.
Chris, would you listen a minute? I think where your problem is in your attitude that women want somebody to talk sexy to, and that is a bunch of baloney. You know, actually, I think if you would just forget about the sex and sell your product, you'll probably come out a lot better.
Well, I mean, don't you like it if some guy calls up offering you Reader's Digest or something?
Don't I like what?
Like if a guy, hi, Nellie, my name's Chris, and I've got an issue of senior bladder care, 1 month only.
But the thing that you're doing, Chris,
okay.
you're projecting an attitude that women like sexy talk. It's ridiculous. Women like to have a straightforward, whatever you are interested in, whatever it is you're selling, present your case, present
Try
your
it
product.
With Nellie. Try it with Nellie here, Chris. Go ahead.
Present your product.
Okay, hi, Nellie.
And cut out this drippy sex that you're doing. You're doing it.
Yeah, all right, Nellie, let Chris do it with you. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay.
You've just called her house.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can I interest you in Modern Maturity magazine?
Modern Maturity?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
It has a fold-out sections on bladder care and also some of the latest in undercare.
Mm-hmm.
And it has some very interesting articles on senior citizen discounts, early birth special,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be interested in that? Or
no, I don't think so, Chris.
Oh, really?
Wait a second. Okay, I just heard a thing.
What did I do?
Yeah, you did you hear that, Nellie?
Yeah.
He went, oh, really?
What?
What is it with you, man? Everything you got to...
I know what's wrong with him. He has an attitude that he's a hot shot, sexy guy, and he knows women are going to vote for him.
Well, I basically am, man.
As a bunch of bull.
Okay, 1-800-449...
That hurts.
1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, though. Good luck, Chris Norton. You know, we had had him on the show earlier. We had had Chris on the show, I'll tell you when we had him on the show. It was back in January the 4th. January the 4th, Chris Norton was on our show. And on that show, Chris Norton came on and he said that he wanted all the women in our listening audience to meet him in the South Bay down at Hermosa Beach at the pier. And all those women would get together and he would shave them because he was tired of the Bush presidency. And he wanted it, and of course the Bush presidency hadn't even started yet, but he wanted no Bush. No Bush, that was his trip. So he was down there shaving Bush. Now, I'm not saying this is tasteful. I'm not saying it's right. He would have a tent set up, and he would shave 1,000 women himself. And if you wanted, he would have his picture taken with you and then autograph it. Now, that was on January the 4th. Guess what's in the news today? Out of San Francisco, which San Francisco is a marvelous, wonderfully strange city. It San Francisco is like a lot of cities that thinks it's important and it really kind of isn't. And don't tell them because it'll hurt their feelings. San Francisco is a great place. People in L.A., we go to San Francisco on the weekends. People from, around the country love the vacation in San Francisco. Very beautiful city. But they really don't have it down, man, like they think they do, you know. So out of San Francisco, January 4th is when Chris was doing his No Bush promotion, right, on the Phil Henry Show. January 4th. Now out of San Francisco, some art student, she has a new art project that she says is less about art than social intervention. She's an MFA student at the San Francisco Art Institute. Do you know what MFA is? Master of Fine Arts student at the San Francisco Art Institute. Her name is Jackie Sumel, and she's put out the call to female friends and acquaintances, shave your pubic hair, put it in a little plastic bag, and send it to her. Her rallying cry, no Bush. Look, people, don't tell me that this is some kind of a coincidence, because it ain't. San Francisco, 350 lousy miles north of Los Angeles. Some art student up there hears our show on January 4th and decides she's going to co-opt what we did, turn it into her art project. Now, let me explain something to you, Jackie. When you're an artist, you have to be at the fore of invention, creation, and innovation in this country culturally. That No Bush thing, man, that's just got originality written all over it. That's just so. And Chris wasn't even gross enough to have the freaking hair mailed to him or he'd even keep it. This is what kills me, man. You know, every day on this show, we do things that other radio shows dream of. Every day on the show, we do controversy. We do we push it way past the freaking edge of the envelope on this show every day. And because I don't know what, because the show is presented as a character show where there's a lot of different characters, people just say, "Well, that's Phil. He's kidding." Well, maybe we are. I don't know. But that No Bush thing belongs to us. That doesn't mean you get to rip us off and claim it as your own. That I don't dig. That I take personally. So stop it. If you can't think of anything to do originally, you can't think of anything that is yours, you can't think of anything that, you know, is unique to you, then get out of the business of being a master of fine art. Boy, well, that, what a waste. What school do you go to for that? You go to a college for that? She's a master of fine arts, and she's stealing her material off of, can you imagine, a radio show. Oh, the shame. How absolutely gauche. How posh. How whatever. There ain't nothing fine about this show. You know who mentored this woman? Comb Over Boy. You know, that was her mentor. Well, the first thing you do is steal your act. Oh, my God. This is Los Angeles, folks, and I know I speak to all of my friends and listeners across the country, and this is really the least inventive, probably the worst radio market in America. No kidding. Seriously, we've got the worst, worst freaking radio in this town. How I miss my days in Miami. How I miss even Atlanta. I mean, anywhere. L.A. got nothing going for it except just a lot of guys that come here and start stealing, things, bits and pieces of things they heard around the country. They plop down here, they do radio shows. And they say, it's really cutting edge, you know, man. And the audience, the poor audience, just beaten into submission over the years, just accepts it as somehow it's cutting edge and original. So here we come with our show, and we don't get no love. We got some chick ripping off our no bush thing. Well, that ain't going to happen. It will not stand. Now, it says here further in the article, it's off of Salon.com, sensationalist San Francisco stunt? Yeah, well, maybe so, but Sumel says her purpose is to draw attention to the erosion of pro-choice laws and how else to combat a lack of attention than with a shocking public display, yada, yada, yada. As a conceptual artist, I'm sometimes criticized for being too literal with my work, she says, but she thinks being literal is sometimes the most appropriate way to convey a point. Well, you know, it's one thing if you want to be a conceptual artist and you want your friends to just go, oh, rather, when they see your stuff in a gallery someplace there on the beach. It's just something else entirely to be ripping your act off, ripping your concept off from some lowbrow freaking dumbass radio show like this. Man, how are you going to feel at the next cocktail gathering when they're dunking pound cake and sniffing scented handkerchiefs and somebody says, by the way, that no bush thing, ripped it off from Phil Henry, didn't you? How are you going to feel, Jackie? It'd be pretty bad. San Francisco, there's no end of things you can say about that city. Beautiful city, overinflated sense of itself, really thinks it somehow still matters, and it really doesn't. And it's been so many years since San Francisco really mattered as a city, and it's been so many years since Los Angeles really took its place as the city that mattered on the West Coast. But you go up there, and they're still kind of living in a dream. They're walking around in a fog. They think they got the whole thing down up there, man. And what do they got down? They got nothing down. I mean, their pants are down. But what would that prove? But in any event, it's a great place. And there's so many wonderful places to eat. Or so they tell me. You know, it's funny. Maria and I were in Mexico. I couldn't get a freaking good margarita to save my life. That's the truth. We spent a week in Cancun. I went to restaurants downtown. I went to the restaurants on the tourist strip. We went to restaurants on Isla Mujeres. We went all over the freaking place. I couldn't find a margarita to save my life. And the same thing with San Francisco. I couldn't get a good meal if I put a gun to a chef's head. Any chef. You know, you go to some of these joints. Oh, you could go down there and get good German food at this place. You go up to Chinatown. I got the one Chinese food meal that we had that was really good, and I had the chicken chow mein, the Chung Fao hat Nazi of the world, standing there with a meat cleaver poised over my head. If I said anything bad about his sweet and freaking sour soup. And that's the guy that I said, can I get another Qingdao beer, please? Maybe. I'd love a beer, man. I'm so down. Yeah, you wait. So Maria is apparently in this guy's good graces. He thinks she's cute and all this crap. Honey, would you get me? Yeah, I'll get it. Could we have a sing towel? Yes, ma'am, right away. Whoa, baby. Those two guys from the Feast or Famine show, they're from San Francisco. It doesn't mean that they work in San Francisco. Feast or Famine, and you hear that they're good chefs? That's what you hear. You know what they're doing? They're taking wilted lettuce. They're taking some old hearts of palm. They're taking some dead piece of pork. And they're throwing it all together and they're calling it what? Sushi. They make you think it's sushi. It's actually pork. Raw pork. I don't think that's right. And they make it edible. They make an old piece of pork edible and they call it sushi. Here, sir, a little sashimi. Well, what is it? Spicy tuna. They took a piece of dead pork, put a little cayenne pepper on it, threw it into a salad. Come on. Okay, this is the Phil Henry Show. Our number 1-800-449-8686. Please, please remember this is Daylight Savings Weekend, so please, please forget to turn your clock ahead. Don't do it. I know that I have a 6:45 a.m. call on Monday morning for my first big sitcom pilot, and I'm going to be late for it. You be late for your thing on Monday, too. We'll be out tomorrow from noon to 2, of course, at Yankee Doodles. That's in Woodland Hills at 21870 Victory Boulevard. We'll have $6.40 Phil Henry lunch special, 64-cent soft drinks, and we'll have our CD and our picture disc vinyl on sale to benefit my friend's place. And we have raised $120,000-plus change to that great organization. And as far as Comb Over Boy goes, well, I had to send the flowers back, man. I had to send the flowers back and the perfume-scented note. I just ain't that kind of a guy. And I think you really do need to change your voice because, you know, talking like a queer and actually being one, anyway. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. What do we got? How much time do we have on the flashback? If you can give that to me on the screen, because I know we got some breaking news. Bob Bacon is... where is Bob? Is he online, too? We do have some breaking news, and how much time?
4:26.
Okay, put it on the screen. Put it on the screen so that I know what's going on. We got the news here. Bob, are you there? Okay, Bob, can you hear me? This is Phil Henry.
All right, Phil. This is Bob Bacon. And we are right now on the west side where the news has broken and people are literally in the streets hugging. And you see strangers kissing. The restaurants have started some of their happy hours early. And I'm right now over the west side. We're going to try to go out over the central part of the city, probably go out to Hollywood and then move into the downtown area. But right now you can see the relief on everybody's faces.
All right, well, we have not given everybody the news, Bob. Go ahead.
Well, Phil, the news is that Rosie O'Donnell has said that she is definitely quitting her TV show next year. And just to see the smiles on the faces of the people who got that news here recently, in fact, we talked to this one gentleman just moments ago.
I knew that it would be a great thing. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Thank Jesus.
I like really to hear that news because my mother would cry every day. And I would see her weeping and pouting.
Those are some of the people, Philip.
That last one cut off.
Yeah, that last young man was a young man who said that his mother, he'd come home to his mother weeping and beating her fist into a wall, knowing that the Rosie O'Donnell show was still on the air. But those days are past, Phil. Those days, those black, dark, horrible days are behind us. Rosie O'Donnell says she's quitting television. This is Bob Bacon over the west side reporting. Phil Henry, tell me something.
Okay, there it is, Bob Bacon. And so far we've had spontaneous celebrations breaking out on the west side. We also have a report, reports coming in from the from Orange County as well. People are just having a ball with this news. And tell you what we would like to do right now, I could go over to Bob Bacon, who's in Orange County. Bob Bacon, please, would you come in? What is the latest we got on Times Square?
Right now, police estimates are there's some 250,000 people in Times Square, and they're just ecstatic, as, of course, why wouldn't you be when you hear that Rosie O'Donnell is leaving television? Oh, thank God. So that's the news from here, and this is Bob Bacon reporting. I mean, yeah, is that my name?
Bob McGraw.
Bob McGraw. How many of us are there?
There's two of you. One, never mind. Okay, I'm just looking to see. Okay, we have to split now. So that's a good way to leave the day, isn't it? It's a really good way.
My comment is, I can't believe that he would think that Suzanne Somers should be grateful for having cancer.
Right.
So she can get a so she can have a job.
What was this crack about?
I guarantee you that she would prefer to be broke or not working than have a life-threatening disease.
Tiffany, let me tell you. When Yul Brynner lay in a hospital bed dying of lung cancer, he still did a TV commercial. How about that?
Okay.
And
you know what?
You want to cut Susan?
He was doing a TV commercial to tell people not to smoke. He had tubes coming out of his nose.
But he was still doing a TV commercial. And the
It's about life, and you obviously have your priorities screwed up. You're mad because
I'm
you didn't make money
live.
Off of your wife's illness. You know, that's what you're mad about.
She could have gone out and done a couple of Calvin Klein commercials. We'd have some money right now.
You
and
know
then
what?
When she died,
then you get off your butt and make money. Don't be mad at your wife.
I'm not going
to
be in a brassiere. Well,
money for you.
I'm going to be in a brassiere commercial. My wife had a shot to do a brassiere commercial, and they were going to shoot 1 week ahead of her mastectomy. I said, let's go while you still have them. And
oh, my God.
What?
You know what?
I
think you're an egomaniac.
Wait a minute,
what
did I do?
You want somebody to take care of you. That's the problem.
Oh, and my wife not going out in that brassiere shoot, that's me being selfish. Is that it?
Exactly.
She could have gone out and gotten what she had, two perfectly good breasts. She could.
Oh, come on,
you know,
will you?
You go get implants and you go do the breast commercial.
No,
I can't believe there's men like you out there. I can't believe that.
Wait a minute. Why is everyone coming down on me? I'm the one saying, hooray, Suzanne. She's doing a wonderful thing by getting in a lot of FaceTime on TV. Lady, you're not an actor, so how would you know if an actress would work for the last 4 months of her life?
You know what? I have plenty of celebrity friends and actresses, and I can tell you
Did you know Audrey Hepburn?
You know what? But I'm not a name dropper, so I'm not going to mention names.
I knew Audrey Hepburn.
Doesn't matter. I'm not a name dropper, but...
Good for you.
Well, I did.
All right, that's great. Listen to what the lady is saying here. She's saying that it's about... Look, what do you mean your wife could have done a brassiere ad 1 week before her mastectomy?
But she had two perfectly good breasts.
Unbelievable.
What's unbelievable? Oh, I get it. I'm the bad guy.
You're a
male chauvinist pig. How can a woman go out and get breast cancer just so she can pull a publicity stunt? You said that's possible.
Yeah.
Exposing herself to radiation.
That's worth it. And by the way, she's done a lot of things since Three's Company, okay? You're
really? What, such a...
Oh, yeah. She's on that step-by-step
sitcom
for a long time.
Oh, that's a real hit.
She does infomercials all the time. I see her all the time on TV.
Love those.
So, well, but you know what? She's working.
Swallow plutonium. A lot of women could swallow plutonium, and it'll give them breast cancer.
I think you need to do that. You're so into the money. Why don't you try to do that?
Yeah, that's what you do, man. Let's go get some plutonium, swallow it, get breast cancer as a publicity stunt.
It's not.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. It's not. Well, my wife had a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful rear end. And she could have done a swimsuit ad like Cindy Crawford. But no, she has to go out and get breast cancer. Thanks very much, Angela, wherever you are. And
At
this point, I don't know where it is.
That she's free from you, because I can't believe that
whole thing sucks.
You know, good luck finding somebody,
no kidding,
because your values, you have no morals whatsoever.
I thought you and I had connected.
Do you understand that? You have zero morals.
I have zero morals.
Zero.
When I'm saying good for Suzanne Summers, she can do another one of those She's the Sheriff's.
You're envious because your wife didn't profit off of this, and Suzanne Summers is.
I think if Suzanne Summers
you are
got
so
least,
envious.
She's got
it's unbelievable. You need to be grateful for what you had and the time that you had with your wife.
I love
and move
wife,
on.
But she
move
Suzanne
on.
Summers. If she's got 13 weeks of life left, she can put 13 weeks in the can if she's the sheriff.